Chapter 8. I was worried that Compeyson was still alive and looking for revenge on Magwitch. I decided that Herbert was right, and that leaving the country was the best way to keep Magwitch safe. But before we could leave, I had to see Miss Havisham and Estella. I told Herbert what I was doing before I left. I went to Richmond to see Estella first. When I got to the house, they told me that she wasn't there. She had gone back to Satty's house. When I got home, I talked to Herbert about what to say to Magwitch about leaving England. We decided that it would be a good idea to ask Magwitch to go on a trip, rather than telling him that we were running away because he was in danger. He didn't need to know that we had to get away from England as fast as we could. That night, I told Magwitch that I needed to go home to see Joe, but I was really going to see Miss Havisham and Estella. I travelled throughout the night and got to the inn in the village just in time for breakfast. I was not the only man from London at the inn. Drumley was there too. We had breakfast together by the fire, but it was not a nice conversation. Drumley spent the whole time we were together saying horrible things about the village on the marsh, and I spent the whole time thinking about throwing Drumley into the fire. Drumley told me he was going to be having dinner with the lady that night. I was so angry when he said it, I knew he was talking about Estella. I didn't know what Estella liked about the spider. I knew I had to go to Satty's house very quickly to see Miss Havisham and Estella. I went outside with Drumley, and a man came over to help Drumley get on his horse. I thought the man looked like Orlick, but I didn't have time to stop and see if it really was him. I had to get to Satty's house. I wished now more than ever that I had never gone to Satty's house and never known Estella and Miss Havisham. All they had ever made me was miserable. When I got to the house, Miss Havisham was sitting by the fireplace and Estella was sitting at her feet. The two of them looked at me as I came into the room, and the looks on their faces told me that they knew I wasn't the same silly boy that they both thought they knew. I know who gave me my fortune, but I know that knowing who they are won't help me be a richer man or a real gentleman. Miss Havisham, when you asked me to come to Satty's house to play with Estella, was I just a servant? I asked. You were always just a servant. You are an orphan that should have been a blacksmith. Did you think I gave you a fortune? I told you that you would not get any more money from me on the day I paid for you to be a blacksmith, Miss Havisham told me. But you know Mr. Jaggers, I said. Many people know Mr. Jaggers. It was just a coincidence that he was working for the one who gave you your fortune, she told me. You are nothing by a mean old lady, I said. I have no reason to be nice to anyone at all, Miss Havisham said, hitting the floor with her cane. You should have been kind to Matthew Pocket and Herbert Pocket. Matthew tried to tell you of the danger, but you didn't listen. You might not love anything or anyone, but I do. I love Estella more than anything in the world, I said. But Estella just shook her head at me. I know that Miss Havisham is not evil. She wasn't trying to make you evil. She was trying to help you. But she was miserable, that she didn't see that she was making you miserable as well as me, I told Estella. Miss Havisham looked like I had said something that she thought was right, but Estella was different. I don't feel anything. I am heartless. I will never be able to love any more, and I don't want to, Estella said coldly. What about Drumley? I asked. I am bored with love. I am going to marry Drumley, Estella said. I begged her not to. I begged her to marry anyone in the world other than Drumley, but her mind was made up. Are you a silly boy or are you a man? She asked me. I told her that she was just a silly girl and all the things that I knew were true about love and the world. God bless you. God forgive you, I said when I had finished saying all that I had to say. Then I left Satty's house. I didn't want to go back to the inn because Drumley was there and my heart was broken. He was going to marry Estella, not me. I never wanted to see either of them again. Therefore, I walked all the way back to London. When I got back to my rooms, there was a note on the gate. It said, "Don't go home." It was from Wemmick. I didn't go to my rooms and went to an inn to sleep for the night. When I woke up the next day, I went to Wemmick's castle to find out what was going on. I think someone is watching your home, and I think they've been inside looking for something, Wemmick told me. Where is Magwitch? I asked. He is at Clara's house. Herbert can bring messages from Magwitch to you this way, Wemmick told me. You can't see Magwitch anymore, and you need to be able to carry everything you own with you, just like me. Why? What is happening? I asked. Compeyson is in London, Wemmick said. I was worried and angry, but I was tired, so I fell asleep by the fireplace in Wemmick's castle. When I woke up, Wemmick made me dinner. I decided to try and find Clara's house so that I could see Magwitch and tell him what was going on. It took me a long time to find the house, but when I did, Magwitch was happy to see me. I was starting to like him. I told him that he had to stay with Clara, but that I couldn't come to see him. Herbert said he would carry letters for us so we could still talk. Clara and Herbert were in love with each other more than ever before, but Herbert didn't have enough money to get married yet. We gave Magwitch a new name, Mr. Campbell, to try and keep him hidden from Compeyson. On our way home, Herbert and I made a plan to get Magwitch out of England. I was going to row him from Clara's house to a ship, and then we could sail away from England. I went rowing every day to make myself strong enough to make the plan work. I told Wemmick about the plan, and he said he would find a ship for me. Everywhere I went in London, I felt like I was being watched. The weeks went by, and I hadn't had any letters or notes from Wemmick about the ship. I was getting very worried. I had told Herbert I never wanted to talk about Estella ever again, and gave him nearly all the money I had. I didn't want to take Magwitch's money any more, so I gave it to Herbert so that he could use it to take care of Magwitch. One night I was so worried that I decided to go out to the theatre. Mr. Wopsle was in another play, so I went to see it. Partway through the play, Mr. Wopsle's face went white. Then he looked at me. After the play, I asked him what was wrong. There was a man sitting behind you. He looked like a ghost, but I have seen him before. He was one of the prisoners that was caught on the marshes, he told me. Now I knew that Compeyson was following me. I went straight home and got Herbert. I took him to Wemmick's house and told them both what Mr. Wopsle had seen. We will all have to be very careful, as we know that this is Compeyson following you, Wemmick said. I kept on rowing every night, and one night I met Mr. Jaggers on the way home. He took me to his house for dinner. Wemmick was there too, and had a letter for me from Miss Havisham. She wanted to see me to talk about giving money to Herbert, to help him be a shipping merchant. Mr. Jaggers told me that Estella was married to Drumley now, but he thought that the spider would start hitting Estella very soon. I was even more upset than I had been before. I was watching Molly, and something about her made me think of Estella. I didn't understand why, but I didn't ask Mr. Jaggers about it. When Wemmick and I left Mr. Jaggers' house, I asked him about Molly. She was very beautiful when she was young. She was arrested for killing another woman because she was jealous of her. The woman was much bigger than Molly and stronger, but she was found dead, and Molly was covered with cuts that are now scars. Mr. Jaggers told the court that Molly was too small to kill a big woman. Everyone thought that Molly had killed her daughter because she hated her husband. She was let go because the court believed what Mr. Jaggers said, and he brought her home to be his servant. She went mad because she had been close to being killed for killing another woman, Wemmick told me. Do you know if she killed her daughter? I asked. No, Wemmick said. All I could think about was that Molly was Estella's mother, and Mr. Jaggers had taken her to give to Miss Havisham.